Good evening.
Good evening.
I hear my baby's a little rambunctious. I hope she was better in class. Will you turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 135? Our God is great, isn't He?
Yeah.
I have been immersing myself in the books of Exodus and Numbers right now in preparation for the class on Sunday. And I'm struck with just how great our God is. Here in Psalm 135, we see sort of a recap of some of the things that had happened. This is what they call a didactic psalm. That just means it's a teaching psalm. It's a psalm that that teaches about the history of the Israelite nation. And starting in verse 8, the psalmist says, "He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, to his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants." Thinking about all the great things that God did for his people, he showed compassion on them so many times. Did they deserve it? No. They certainly did not. How many times do we read about them complaining in the wilderness? Complaining that they didn't have food, complaining that they didn't have water, complaining that they didn't have this and that. Well, do they need food and water? Well, of course. But Matthew chapter 6, if you read that, tells us that God is aware that you are in need of these things, and you ought not worry about them. And so the Israelite people should have recognized how powerful God was, saw all the plagues come down upon Egypt, destroying the Egyptians, should have seen the parting of the Red Sea so that they could cross, and then the Red Sea crashing down upon the Egyptian army, should have seen this and realized, if my God can do that, my God can take care of me in the wilderness. And in fact, he did. Later on in Joshua 2, we see that the faith of Rahab, who didn't actually witness these things, was greater than the faith of the Israelites who did see them. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I pray that our faith is greater than those who saw those things. I pray that our faith is like the faith of Rahab. I pray that our faith is in a God that keeps his promises, a God that is great, a God that is able to help us in our time of need, a God who shows compassion upon his servants. If we are his servants, he'll show compassion on us. He'll take care of us. And I thank God for the promises that are in his book. This evening, you have an opportunity to become one of his servants so that you become one on whom he has compassion. You have an opportunity to make things right. He has given you this long to make things right with God, to make things right with him. And I pray he gives you longer if you haven't. But that is not guaranteed. Let us make sure that our heart is right with him. We're about to sing Nothing But the Blood. Considering the blood that Jesus shed is a type, is an antitype, is a very image of the Passover that we see in the book of Exodus. Let us recognize that the blood of Christ is the only thing that can save us from this world, from the evils of this world. Let us recognize that. Let us engage in the activities that will put us into contact with his blood, namely baptism and continuing to walk in the light as he is in the light. Please come forward if you have a need as we stand and as we sing.